In the earlier service, we answered questions, but I wanted to read a letter to you in this service, and that's a letter from Roger. We had passed around a card to send to them at this time, and he's ministering in Prescott, Arizona, and that's a long ways away, isn't it? A lot drier over there, I guess. But Roger, for those of you who don't know him, was a part of our church body and still is. Just moved to a distant land, but is ministering where he is. Roger was a customs agent and had been involved with a lot of big drug busts and things like that, and finally ultimately was in Homeland Security. He never could really understand why you just couldn't make people be Christians. but a great guy, and you all sent him that card, and so he sent back this letter, and I just wanted to read it to you. To the precious saints at Family Bible, I love each of you as I remember your love and service to our Lord. I thank God for the fellowship and faithfulness of Family Bible Church. I perceive there is a crisis in the visible churches of America. Complacency, indifference, and compromise have infiltrated many churches. They have become organizations and not the organism intended by the Lord. As I continue to serve and strive for excellence in His service, I am lifted up knowing the godly love you have for Sherry and me. This God-given love truly is perfect bond, bringing glory to our Lord Jesus Christ. And then he quotes Psalm 133, verse 1, which all of you know. And the reason all of you know is you just sang it. Behold, how good, how pleasant it is for brothers to dwell in unity. He writes, the Lord's timing is always perfect. Your beautiful letter has touched our hearts greatly, provided much encouragement, and embodied the faith of both Sherry and I. Please continue to pray for us as we serve our precious, wonderful, loving Master, Lord Jesus Christ. I pray that we all grow in His grace and knowledge, miss you and long to see you, whether on earth are in heaven. Lord, come. Amen. Love in Christ, Roger and Sherry. So I just thought you'd like to hear that letter. Well, Father, we give you thanks for your loving kindness and for the fellowship that we have, no matter what the distance is, and the wonderful hope that to be absent from the body is to be present with you. And as you tell us in your word, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. We can hardly wait. We give you thanks. In Jesus' name, amen.